So did he want to get that one chelik. V'akopon l'fikuch, therefore, zocher ben yomen atzadik v'nase u'shpitzin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ben yomen atzadik, he was the one to be like the innkeeper for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Mizbeach was on his portion. He became like the host of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shem and the Pasuk says, obeying Sefer Shochin. There was no Yisoi, so Pshita, the Zerika of a Korban Ola, cannot be at that corner. So therefore Pshita, when the Lachas you have Zerika, Shtayim, Shem Abba, Saviv, does not mean that all four corners have to have a Zerika, but Pshita only means the corner of the Dor of Marav side and the corner of the Mizrach Tzofen side, and on that corner, either you make two Zerikas there or else you're going to make one Kinin Gam. Now the Gemara says that Nimbala Raman Aleph Mesa have a question like this. It says, Oyla Saif Ketzad, how do you avoid this? You bring an Oyla Saif, a boy for Korban Ola. How will you avoid this? Ketzad Haysanasis. So it says, Yemelech as Roshay, the Mil Olpay. They will make a Malika, the claim will make a Malika on the head of the Oif, the Mil Olpay on the back of it, or Magdal, and will divide the head from the rest of the body. That would shmir its dam on the wall of the Mizbech. That's the avoider by an Ola Saif. Now, Riyam, if you would tell me, Loho Yilay Yisoid, there is no Yisoid, if so be Avir of Yam, who to covet? Is it true the only did it in the Avir? Only like in the ear over there, what's going on? So, the kids, what we have so far here, by an Ola Saif, when they made the Malika, it wasn't just one simon, but there was a mav that used to divide it, means with two simonim. That would make a Malika on both simonim, and then the mice of the Malika of Neva Seif was done on the corner of the Mizrachus Dramus. That's where the Malika was done. And it says there that he's supposed to put the dam, Al Kira Mizbech, he was Mansi, which smeared the dam on the wall over there. So here it must be, like he would drain out its blood on the wall, so who it must be, there was the Yisrael over there. Because if so, you want to tell me, just did Agavi Avi, how could that be? But to me, I said, there's a question. In other words, when he was making the Malika, he was standing in the back corner. Now, if there's no Yisrael there, not like Alma coming out over there, so the dam would just drip down to the floor, and it would go in the Ibid Rashi, she says, it's not Mustafa that way. So how could they make the Malika there? If there's no foundation on the bottom, there's no part of the Mizbech on it. But they just do it be avir. So my answer Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Eimer Kachisnu, this is the tonight that they made, Avir de Binyamin, that the Avir Taka was Mechelik of Binyamin, but Kaka de Yehuda, but that Kaka was in Yehuda's Chelik. So the answer Rashi says here, what he means to say is, that there was a little bit something sticking out from the Mizbech. There was the Avir of it that belonged to Binyamin. It was the Karka that belonged to Yudah. So therefore there wasn't really a Yisrael over there, but at that point there was something sticking out above three Tvachim. So therefore the Dan did not go in the Ibut, it did not go to the Karka, but at that point there was no Yisrael over there. So if it's not a cash, how can they make the Malika in that corner? But then if not, the Shricha Shurayim will not go, or the Zerika Saddam of the Korban Ola will not go to that corner. Now the Gemara explains, my Lord, have you no Yisrael? What does it mean to say there is no Yisrael there? So Rav Amar Rav says the Binyan. Means there is no Yisrael in the Binyan. That's just the Karen, Dremus, and Revis. Then how you say, Amar B'yorech Adarim, just one Amar down, the Chodim, Koladom, the whole south had no other Yisoid. The same thing, Mizrach, Cholam Mizrach, Adam, the son of Ram, Svenis, the Zrovus. In other words, there was no Binyan even. That we have in the picture, and that's in Gimla Mabez here. There's only one Amma's worth on the Dorim Marav side, and one Amma on the Mizrach Tzofen side, who was Yisoid. But the whole rest of the Mizrach and the whole rest of the Dorim did not have a Yisoid at all. That's called Ravam Bibinyan. Levi Yama Bidam, and Levi says no. Levi said, Yisoid Hayu. There was Taka Yisoid along the whole Pnei HaMizrach. There was a Yisoid there. Because they did not put the dam there, because should not end up, the dam should not be Bechelkai Shayuda. So the Gemara says like this. Rav Metargim, Rav has a Targum like this. Biachasante means in the Yerusha of Binyamin, Yisiv Namidbucha. That's where they should build the Mizbeach. So therefore, in that portion of Yehuda, there is no part of the Mizbeach at all. Therefore, Rav holds, there is no Yisoid at all. However, Levi Metargim, Levi learned Targum like this. Biachasante Yisav Namikdusha means in the Yerusha of Binyamin, will be the Mikdash, meaning to say, Moka Mekadeshus Ladamim. Means there's a place where the Bid is Rikya Saddam, that will only be in the Chelik Shah Binyamin. Then, in the Chelik of Yehuda, could be the worst part of a Binyan. There was a Yisoid there, because that Yisoid was not used. Toshima, coming here with the Mishnah Midas, Toshima says, Ha Yisoid, Ho Yimahalach, Ha Pinei Kol HaTzofim. The Yisoid, the extra foundation that came out of Nama, when the bottom of the Mizbeach, it went all along the Tzofim side, via Pnei Kol HaMarav, and all along the Marav, this everybody agrees, that along the whole Tzofim and the whole Marav, he had the Yisoid. Oichol B'dorim Amah, but in the Dorim side, only used up just the first Amah there, was the Yisoid. Achas of the Mizrach, Amah Achas. That's all. So Chul is a Raya to Rav. There is no Binyan at all on the corner of the Dorim Mizrachis. So Moshe says, no, could be, my Eichel Nama B'damim. What does it mean there? The Eichel means only one Amor of it was used, means for the Zerika Saddam. Could really be maybe there was a Binyan of a Yisrael along the whole thing. Just the Dam was only put on just one Amor's worth of the Mizrach and one Amor's worth of the Dam. Toshima coming here. Gemara Menachis, HaMizbeach, HaYishleishim, Ushtayim, HaShleishim, Ushtayim. The Mizbeach itself was 32 Amos, by 32 Amos. So, the Chutz Mashma was a perfect square, so Chutz Akashan Rav, the Chutz Mashma, there was a Yisoid on all sides of it. So, when it says, how come I ask him in that side, could we know, I've had the fact on the corner of the Dei Mizrachis, there was no extra Yisoid there. It just means to say, in that side, not on all four corners of it, but on the corners where there was a Yisoid, from those it was 32 by 32. Toshma coming here. Nimtza Poreach Ama Al Yisoid V'yama Rasoviv. This will have, as the Gemara later talks about how exactly the Keves and the Mizbeach were together. So it says Nimtza Poreach Ama Al Yisoid V'yama Rasoviv. That the Keves went up an Ama above the Yisoid and above the Soviv, and so on the down side. So Chutz Mashmi, there was the Yisoid on the down side. So it's called Chashan Rav. So Gemara says no. Amor, the meant to say was just, Kinegir Amor Yisoid, via Alam Saviv. Not that the Keves really went up above the Amor of the Yisoid, because it could be like, according to Rav Shita, there was no Yisoid on the Dorm Saviv. It just means it went up an Amor, and then it went up another Amor over the Saviv. But not that there was really a Yisoid on the Dorm Saviv. Toshma coming here. The Tony Levi, Levi learned like this. Ketzad Benin Nesamizbeich. How did they go to build the Mizbeach? Mevi'im Meladein Shehu Shleishu Mishtayim Ashleishu Mishtayim. They built like a brick, which was 32 Amos by 32 Amos. The Goyva Amo. And it was one Amo tall, that's all. Or Mevi'ach Chalukei Avonim Mifumis. So the kids, the first they built this marble, this frame, which was 32 Amos by 32 Amos. And there's one Amo tall. And now maybe Chaluki Avonim were brought like smooth stones, Mipumas, from fresh out of the stone, ground, Ben Gedilas, Ben Katanas of all sizes, big and small ones, or maybe Sid, and they brought some plaster, the Kunya, the Zephyr, they brought some like molten lead, and some pitch, or Mancha, and they melted them down, the Shefech, and they poured it. The Zel Mokim Yisoid, this is the way they made the bottom foundation of the Mizbeach. This was the Yisoid, which was one Amor tall, and 32 Amos by 32 Amos. For Chosu Mevi Malvin, later they brought another form. Shusloy Shemam, which is only 30 Amos by 30 Al Shloy Shemamah. Vergoy Vechomish Amos, that was tall, 5 Amos. or maybe again Chanukah Yavonim. Because maybe that's how they made the Mizbeach. So the next five Amos coming up, in other words, it was an indention of an Amor on each side. That bottom Amor was the side. Then an Amor in on each side, which makes it now 30 Amos or 30 Amos, going up five Amos was the Mizbeach. Then, or maybe Malvin, they made another, they brought another form. Shulchof Chesa, Chof Chesamis, which was only 28 by 28, because around the Seviv, it also went in an Amor. So on top of the Seviv, was only 28 by 28. Vagreva Gimel Amos, that one have three Amos. That's how you have your 10 Amos of Mizbeach. The top three, then five, that's how you have nine so far. The top three, then five, and then the bottom one. So you have nine so far. Maybe Chalukei, the same thing, they fixed up that. Ru Mokim Hamarocha, that was the Mokim on top of this, where they burnt, they had the fire there, the wood there. But they're still missing one more Amor of the Karen. For Chayzer, maybe Malvin, they brought up again another square form. Shu'am Alam was only one Amor by one Amor. On each corner, they made a Karen going up one more Amor, which was an Amor by an Amor. Or maybe Chaluki Avonim, the full myth, maybe there was Benkatanus. Or maybe again, Zephyr's Akunya Mamchem, again, they brought these stones, they brought these tar, and melted it down to the Shofar. There's real Karen, and this is the Karen they had at one corner. The chayim, the whole Karen, the Karen, and all four corners, that's on top of the Mizbeach, that made the Karen for each four corners. That's on top of the corner, it was 10 Amis tall. The Akoporim is Mashma, the bottom Yisoid was a perfect square of 32 by 32. The Mashma on all four sides, there was this Amor of the Yisoid, even on the dome side. So we're going to get into Kasha. On Rav, the Mashma says, V'chitem, maybe you tell me, the Pshat according to Rav was, the guy is lay, that later,